More than cheesy soap opera openings and hourglasses, sand makes the cities of our world, paves the streets of our nation, is an ingredient in glass. Lose the sand and urban growth comes to a halt around the world. More than oil, more than exotic extracts to make aphrodisiacs, Chinese cities like booming Shanghai need enormous amounts of sand daily as they continue to expand. It can come from beaches, riverbeds, and lakes, but the process of extracting it is taking a toll on natural environments. Vince Beiser is a journalist who's been reporting on this global sand crisis.
Sand is the thing that our cities are made out of. It's the thing, it's the one of the main ingredients of concrete. So if you think about it, every office tower, every apartment block, every shopping mall that gets built anywhere in the world is mainly concrete. And we are building more of those things than ever before, by far.
Do you actually literally get rid of a beach to put up a city?
In some places, yeah. In Jamaica, for instance, they have stripped away entire portions of beach. We used to do it in this country too. We used to, in all along the California coast, they used to strip off beach sand for construction. They've stopped doing that now because the environmental damage is so great, but it's still happening in a lot of other places.
Is there a country that's kind of the OPEC of sand?
Well, the great thing about sand, one of the reasons we use it so much, is you can find it practically everywhere. Practically every country in the world has at least some sand that you can use for construction. So most places, you know, have been getting by with what they've got on hand, but some places have literally become tapped out. In Dubai, for instance, they've run so short of construction sand that they're having to import it from Australia. If you can imagine that.
I mean, that suggests that maybe the level of building is insane, not that the demand for sand has outstripped the supply.
Here's the main thing that's driving it. Where about 50, 60 years ago, there were something like 750 million people all around the world living in cities. Today, that number is about 4 billion people in cities. Here's one statistic that kind of sums up how much we're using and how quickly. China, which is by far the world's fastest city builder, they're building, you know, more than anybody else. China all by itself used more cement in the last few years than the United States used in the entire 20th century.
So what's the break point here?
First of all, as sand is getting scarcer, as we're tapping out a lot of the resources, the price has gone up a lot. In the United States, the price of sand has about tripled since 1980. And this is one of the reasons, just one of the reasons, but a not insignificant one, why the price of housing in so many cities has been going up, because the price of that raw material has gone up. The other thing that's happening is to get at all that sand all around the world, and especially in the developing world, places like China and India, they're inflicting terrible environmental damage because they're stripping riverbeds bare and beaches bare and floodplains. All the places you can find sand are just being torn apart to get at it. And this is causing terrible environmental damage. And in turn, it's also spawned a black market in sand, if you can believe that. People are literally being murdered over sand in many countries around the world. So in China, one of the places that I've been reporting, that I reported from for my book about this global sand crisis, is Lake Poyang, which is the biggest freshwater lake in China. It also happens to be the biggest sand mine in the world. Every day there are hundreds of giant dredges out on this lake, scooping up sand from the lake bottom. Now you can imagine when you've got that much sand being torn up from the bottom of the lake, what happens to anything living in that lake? You know, it kills pretty much anything that's living on the lake bottom. It also stirs up so much sand, fills the water up with so much sand that it literally suffocates fish that are living in there, also endangered freshwater porpoises that live in that lake. When they do this in the ocean, which happens in a lot of places, it suffocates coral reefs. That's happened in Florida and other places.
Vince Beiser, a journalist covering global sand and working on a book on the crisis. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.
The Takeaway is supported by Squarespace, a website building platform that helps anyone register a domain and create their own website. More at squarespace.com. Squarespace, make your next move.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.